Welcome to Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living, here on Supreme Master Television. If you had joined us yesterday, we enjoyed learning about the meaning of Living Light in Living Light Culinary Arts Institute and how it has evolved to become a world-class establishment, attracting students from 40 countries around the world. Today on the second of our three-part special, we'll continue on about the culture of the school and its surroundings, and received a tour of the eco-friendly businesses that have branched from the Living Light Culinary Arts Institute in Fort Bragg, California.
When we opened our school here in Fort Bragg, California, people thought we were crazy. Why Fort Bragg? Well, because we love it here. We're only a couple of blocks away from the ocean, so the students can walk to the beach on their lunch break. We're in the redwoods. There are organic farms all over. It's just a beautiful place to live with lots of flowers, and the weather is cool. So this is where we wanted to live, and that's the reason we opened Living Light International here.
Founder and director Sherry Surya, known as the mother of gourmet raw food cuisine and the renowned author for the Raw Food Revolution Diet, has taught many of the world's top raw food chefs, instructors, and authors around the globe at Living Light's state-of-the-art facility.
We knew that we needed something, some other ways to support our students, so we opened a cafe because there are no other raw food restaurants around, and we opened a marketplace so they have one-stop shopping. And then we opened our inn about a year after we started the center here because so many students were saying they wanted to be able to study together, to make food together, to bond and get to know each other better, because they really do become a very tight-knit community.
Director and co-founder Dan Lannerman gives us a tour of Living Light family of eco-friendly businesses.
I'm Dan Latterman from Living Light International, and I'd like to welcome you to the Living Light Center here in downtown Fort Bragg, California. We're here in front of the company store, which is a historic building built in 1912, so we'll go on inside to Living Light. Here we are inside the company store. This is a lobby of the Living Light Center, and we have the Living Light Cafe and Cuisine to go. And we have the Living Light Marketplace, and we have our administrative offices, and upstairs we have our culinary studio where we teach our Living Light culinary classes.
The renovation work kept the historical essence of the company store and earned Living Light the Mayor's Well Done Award from the city.
So welcome to Living Light Cuisine to Go. This is our organic raw vegan cafe. Almost everything we have here is raw. We do make a couple of cooked vegan soups and grain dishes every day to allow those that come in and want something a little heavier and want something cooked to add to their diet. One of our favorites is all of our desserts. One of the things about raw foods is desserts are so delicious. We make cheesecakes. We make even pumpkin pie that's really delicious, and apple cakes, apple baklava, all sorts of wonderful and delicious foods. So we have all sorts of salads made with wonderful things like kale and sea palm. We have seaweed made from the Mendocino coast here. Nice burritos, nori rolls, a lasagna sometimes is a special. So you can get a smoothie or juice of any kind you want, made to order, all made with organic vegan ingredients. And everything we serve in plastic cups that are not really plastic. They're made out of corn, so these are compostable and biodegradable.
Travelers to the Mendocino Coast can enjoy browsing at the exquisite Living Light Marketplace for a special shopping experience for their culinary needs.
And welcome to the Living Light Marketplace, where we have all sorts of great gifts for chefs and aspiring chefs and wonderful books where people want to learn about health, nutrition, and great recipe books. This is a specialty store that's really tailored to the raw foodist or to just a person who wants to find some unique things that are gentle on the earth. And a lot of products for the raw food kitchen, from agaves to syrups to great tasting olives to nut butters and all sorts of delicious snacks so that you can eat healthy and enjoy your time up here in the beautiful Mendocino Coast.
We opened a marketplace so they have one-stop shopping because we show them how to use all these great gadgets and how to make all this great food, and then they need to know where can I get this spiralizer and this special microplaner and everything. So we opened a store for them.
Just a breezy walk a few blocks from the company store is the Living Light Inn, one of the dog-friendly hotels in this historical town. Known formerly as the Colonial Inn, it has hosted distinguished guests including a former American president, diplomats, artists, musicians, and world-famous athletes.
Welcome. This is the Living Light Inn. It's an eco-friendly vegetarian inn. It's home both to tourists and to the Living Light students who come to the Living Light Culinary Arts Institute program. It's an eco-friendly inn, so we have all eco-friendly cleaning products, recycled compost. We have all organic bedding, sheets, pillows, mattresses, and whole house water filtration system. And our kitchen for our students is a raw vegan kitchen. So it's a great place to come and stay. And it's a beautiful inn. As we go inside, we'll see it was built in 1912. It was built by Portuguese shipbuilders, and it was built out of pure redwood. Initially, it was a private home, and then was turned into later in somewhere around the 50s into a inn and bed and breakfast. And it's the longest running bed and breakfast in the Fort Bragg area. So it's really beautiful, and come on inside.
Living Light Inn has been featured as part of an environmental case study by TravelGreen.org to advocate environmental sustainable programs in the traveling industry. Living Light Inn has also been a member of Green Hotel Association since 2006 for its green practices.
This is our inside lobby. We have 11 bedrooms and 11 baths. One's for our resident innkeeper and the rest are for guests. They're beautifully appointed. We have two with fireplaces and it's three stories. So we have three full stories with four bedrooms on the first floor, four on the second, and two on the third floor. And on the third floor, you actually have an ocean view. You can see out all over the town, down over the town, and out to the ocean for about a 180-degree view.
The names of the rooms reflect historical ambience and the mood created by the new decor motif. Prosperity, adventure, inspiration, harmony, well-being, tranquility, joy, abundance, serenity, and world peace are all uniquely furbished. When we return after this brief message, we'll join Sherry Soria for a behind-the-scenes view of Living Light Kitchen. See you in a moment on Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living, on Supreme Master Television.
Love that we're here. The community love our students because our students come in, they're so excited. Every day they leave and they're happy, and the merchants can see that. In fact, they tell us that students from Living Light are always so vibrant that they can recognize them when they walk in the door.
Welcome back to Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living, here on Supreme Master Television. What active task and modern facilities are needed to support both the culinary training and the cafe? Let's visit the hub of all the action with our tour guided by Sherry.
This is where the beginning of everything happens here. Not only do we prepare our food for the cafe, but we also prepare a lot of the food for the school, for the students. And we have a lot of students in here today because we have a class going on and we have an internship program as well as a volunteer angel program. So you'll see a lot of commotion going on. Come on in. And moving on, you can see the rest of our food production area.
This area is not only for, as I said, the chefs in the kitchen, in the cafe, but also for the school. And you can see that we have a monitor up there so that everybody in the kitchen can watch the demonstration that is happening in the other room. And that way we know if they need something or if they missed saying something that we want to come in and add. So it helps us to stay connected to what's going on in the other room. And this is our walk-in refrigerator. And as you can see, we have beautiful, only fresh vegetables and fruits and nuts and seeds in here. Everything is washed and ready to use. And I always think it's a beautiful sight. I never get tired of coming in and taking a look at all this beautiful organic produce. And when we're getting ready for a busy class, it's all filled with trays that are all prepared and ready for our demonstrations. And this is our cafe assistant manager, Andrea, and she's preparing a cabbage salad for the cafe right now. And we have, as you can see, a lot of other staff members supporting what's going on in the other room. And we have one volunteer angel. You can tell she's interested in what's going on the monitor up there. They get an opportunity to watch the classes while they're back here working, and that's really nice for them. And let's see, back here is our dishwashing area. And one of the nice things about our raw food kitchen is how clean it is. You can see we don't have greasy walls, greasy floors. I walk into a lot of kitchens and my feet stick to the floor. But we manage to keep a really pristinely clean working environment here at Living Light. It's extremely important to us. And this is our produce washing area. This is where we wash all of our vegetables and our fruits. And then we're moving into our dehydrator room. And this is where we make our crackers. And we start sprouts in here because it's nice and warm. It's a good incubation space. But we also have our dehydrators going pretty much 24 hours a day. This is a large dehydrator that you're looking at right now. It's a super large dehydrator. And we can make all of the crackers and the tortillas and everything that we make for our cafe in there. And then the smaller Excalibur dehydrators, those are all Excalibur dehydrators, and the smaller ones here are used mostly by the students. So when they have their projects, they use the smaller ones. And all of our dehydrators are Excaliburs, and they're all donated to us by Excalibur, which is a really generous thing that they do for us at Living Light. So this is our kitchen, and it's been great sharing it with you. And a lot of our students come back here and help out and come back after they've been through the training so that they can see what it feels like to actually be in a kitchen that's fully operational, the good part of our program. So I think now you've seen everything here at the Living Light Center, our school on one side of the wall, our school here on the other side of the wall, our kitchen, and of course our cafe and our marketplace and this beautiful center. We're really happy that you joined us here, and we hope you come back again.
We'll surely be back here again tomorrow to explore more with the students and faculty at Living Light Culinary Arts Institute. We'll hear about their hopes and goals in attending the renowned culinary school, and the transformations that some experience practically overnight when transitioning to a wholesome plant-based diet. Coming up now on Supreme Master Television is Between Master and Disciples. Cheers to vibrant health and compassionate hearts. For more information on Living Light Culinary Arts Institute, please visit rawfoodchef.com. Find out more about Living Light Inn at livinglightinn.com.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/VEG.